Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand. Holy Spirit, we yield to you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Now, I said something to you on Sunday that I want to explain to you tonight again. When all the Bible is pointing toward Jesus, okay, and his kingdom, all right? When it come down to the epistles, I say to you that an explanation about Jesus and his ministry is being given.
Yes, sir.
In the epistle. Roman is in the epistle.
Yes, sir.
So there's an explanation that will be given us about Jesus and about him operating in our life to our benefit.
Yes, sir.
See, in the gospel is the manifestation. Jesus became flesh. Flesh became man. God became flesh. I told you all Old Testament is preparation. Remember I told you that?
Yes, sir.
All right, I told you that the book of Acts is what?
Publication.
All right, okay. So now we're in an explanation book tonight. What, and it will tell you what value Jesus is to you in explanation.
Amen.
Now, Romans 5, 1 through 5, but I'm just going to read verse 5 and give you what we're going to talk about and show you some things. In Romans chapter 5, verse 5, it says, "In hope make us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts." That means soul, that means inner man, hearts.
Yes, sir.
By the Holy Ghost,
yes,
which is given unto us. Now you see that very simple. And you got hope, you got heart, and you got Holy Ghost in that verse. All right, now. Permitting the Holy Spirit to always stir up fresh love in your heart.
Amen.
I want you to remember that word, fresh love.
Yes, sir.
Fresh love, because you're going to have fresh problem. And permitting the Holy Ghost to stir up fresh love in your soul.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, explanation-wise, let's see another explanation in Ephesians chapter 3. And then I'm going to give you some real crucial points that you're going to be able to use immediately.
Yes, sir.
Not tomorrow. Immediately. In Ephesians chapter 3, it has two great prayers in Ephesians. But here in chapter 3, and it's still talking about love. In the 16th verse, he said that he would grant you according to Ephesians 3:16. According to the riches of glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Or strengthened by might by his spirit in the heart. Inner man, all right?
Yes, sir.
So he's talking about some type of strength.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Some type of strength, right? You still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, watch what he says now. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Notice what he says next.
Yes, sir.
That ye be what?
Rooted.
And didn't say be being. It's got to be consistently. Being rooted and grounded in love, right?
Yes.
All right, just remember. May be able to comprehend with all sense what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Talk about love.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then the 19th verse says, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. All of that is talking about love. Now go back to Romans 5, and then I'm going to give you the first point I want you to have. Romans chapter 5. We're talking about letting the Holy Ghost, permitting the Holy Ghost to always stir up fresh love in our soul.
Amen.
And we'll see why we need it. If you read the first four verses, you'll know why you need it. I just didn't read them. But you have access, and you have, but you come to tribulation and deal with other things. But he says, verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Now, one of the first things that, well, no, I got to read another scripture. Go to Jude, right before Revelation. Mm-hmm. One chapter book.
Yes, sir.
Jude. I always like to read the 19th verse before I read the 20th verse. You're talking about praying in the Spirit, but then Jude. You there yet?
Yes,
sir. And the 19th verse said, these be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. That's a bad place to be.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, what?
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
What the next statement say in the first verse, next verse, 21st?
Keep yourself in the love of God.
Yeah, so praying in the Holy Ghost keep you in the love of God, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Fresh, stirred up love keep the power of the Spirit ignited. Fresh, stirred up love keeps the power of the Spirit ignited. You got that?
Yes.
All right. Another aspect this lesson will train you to do is keeping your love connection to God fresh.
Okay.
Keeping your love connection to God fresh. You need that love, you see.
Yes, sir.
And the first statement I want to make as a point for you to write down, your days of failing are over. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians 13. I want to take scripture to back that up. 1 Corinthians 13. Your days, you write my days or whatever you want. My days of failing are over. And not that, I didn't say your days of fighting is over. But I said, because of what you're learning, you know the results of the fight. You see, I'm going to show it to you. Show it to you. 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 8. Relate that to what I said.
Yes, sir.
I said your days of failing are over.
Amen.
I told you to look at 1 Corinthians 13, 8.
Yes.
Because we're talking about letting the Holy Ghost
yes.
keep fresh love
yes.
stirred in your heart.
Yes, sir.
And there we have the answer.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
say it.
Love.
See? So now, the position that God is putting you in tonight, that you'll never fail.
Amen.
You see, because the reason hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, love holds hope in place.
Come on, sir.
Wow.
Hope would fail you
wow.
if it wasn't for love.
Yes, sir.
Hope would make you ashamed
yeah.
if it wasn't for love.
Yes, sir.
Faith too.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for love, faith will flake out on you.
Wow.
But love is God Himself. So when I said putting fresh love in you, you're putting fresh God in you.
Yes.
And the reason love can't fail because God is love.
Yes.
See, are you following me?
Yes.
So Your days of failing are over. Now, next time the test comes, next time the tribulation comes, next time the trouble comes, next time the frustration comes, next time the problem comes, remind yourself it's temporary.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
You know the outcome.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
That'll keep stress down, wouldn't it?
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Love carries the perfect victory anointing. You right there. I want you to look at the 10th version, 1 Corinthians 13. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. See, when love, that love is on the scene, there's no competition.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
See, love make your life perfect.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does. Come on, Apostle.
Complete.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes, it
does. Satan cannot operate in a love atmosphere. Just like he can't operate in truth. He can't operate in love because he's a liar.
Yeah.
And he's a hater.
Yeah.
And so if I permit the Holy Ghost to continually shed God's love abroad in my heart, I'm in total victory. I'm the carrier of a perfect victory anointing.
Yes.
Love is a perfect victory anointing.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
Love is a perfect victory anointing.
What is it that you're dealing with tonight? And bless God, the word is coming out of my mouth on behalf of the kingdom of God, on behalf of God, that love carries the perfect victory anointing.
Yes.
God's greatness is revealed through love.
Yes, sir.
He's the greatest.
Yes, the greatest.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
When you get nervous, when you get in fear, when you get in the worry, you get in the doubting, even though you got the scriptures in your hand,
yes,
you need to add something to it.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Amen.
How much I love God and how much God loved me.
Yes,
see, you need to add something to it because that worry and that fear, it does not come from God. It doesn't even come from the problem.
Yeah. Wow, sir.
Thank you.
It comes from you not standing in your right place.
Yes.
I heard you. That ain't going to happen to me no more. I heard you. That's what I said. That ain't going to happen to me no more. That's what I said. You speak all your proper language. Just get a hold of what I'm saying. That isn't going to happen to me no more. Right? Yeah, but if you ain't got no love, it's ain't going to work. Sometimes I know how to, I know how to speak correctly. Very few times, but I don't worry about it. I don't even try to do it. I quit a long time ago. I found I win better just saying what I said. God's greatness. Look in 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now about his faith, hope, charity, these three are faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
Yeah.
See, that's faith. Faith is not God's greatness. Hope is not God's greatness. Love is God's greatness. And then we're talking about a voice say the love of God that been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It's a specific, special reason for that. See, there's no weapon, there's no ingredient, there's nothing nobody can use. Love is the greatest. And see, and we got to get beyond how much your children love you. We're not talking about that. Because they might not show up sometime. And then you marriage folks. We ain't talking about this sweetheart love, because sometimes it gets sour. We're talking about a love that never failed. We're talking about a supernatural love. A love that never changes. God always love you the same way. The next thing is, and you get these very simple, but this love places you in a seen position. Things you couldn't see naturally.
Yeah.
This love, I'm gonna show you a verse, go with it. Verse 12 of this opening. It puts you in a seen position. Things that was dark, things that you couldn't understand. But that love give you a spiritual eye.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
To see through or beyond.
Come on, sir.
Are you seeing it? Your problem?
Yes.
See, here it says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. He's talking about in a love condition.
Yes, sir.
Love condition rise me above what it look like.
Yes, sir.
What it feel like.
Yeah.
See, all I got to do is stay right there in that love.
Yes,
soak myself in that love, stay right there, and I'll come out as I'm supposed to come out.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So you see, now let's stop a minute. I got some more I want to give you, but I want to stop a minute now. We talked about his greatness. We talked about never failing. We talked about victory, anointing. We talked about love unfolding, God's revealing God's greatness, and love placed you in a seeing position.
Yes,
see, because sometimes things get so rough, you need to see something else.
Yeah, that's good, sir.
And love can help you to see behind the screen. What's on the screen is not the final analysis.
Yes, sir.
Love can cause you to see through it.
Yes, sir.
And then you can call what you want to play on the screen.
Glory to God.
If you're operating in love properly. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Stay with me a minute now. The flow of peace enter the arena of your life supernaturally now. See, once you understand that love and how it worked, and let the Holy Ghost share that love in your heart, there's a supernatural peace that come along with it.
Yes.
Well, let me say something that will help you there. When supernatural peace meets a satanic problem, the satanic problem will have to bow.
Amen.
Write that down. Just come out of my spirit. When supernatural peace that come from love meet a satanic problem, that satanic problem will have to bow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many of y'all seeing me?
Yes, sir.
So, in this building tonight, because he told me to minister this, supernatural peace comes through that supernatural love. Any problem you dealing with will be dealt with supernaturally.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, I can't minister to you if you let your faith stay in the tank. You got to come out believing, baby. God can't help you if you don't believe. You got to come out believing that God is speaking to me. God just giving me, through love, God giving me supernatural peace that I can handle any satanic problem. You got to make that live. I can't make it live in you. I deliver the message. But you got to wrap your faith around it. When I come out of my mouth, so, whoa. You see, you have to see it in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
That in the flow of love cometh supernatural peace. Peace that look at the problem, know it not fully solved, but don't care because it's solved, because you see it on the other end.
Yeah.
If you leave here the same, shame on you. You gave me a victory,
yes, sir.
Supernatural peace,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Seen,
yes, sir.
Beyond the natural sight. Let's look at that. 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Tell me what love will do for you.
Yes, sir.
Eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them. Love him. That means that the eye came open. For them, see, they can't see it. Then the next voice says, but the Spirit, that same Holy Ghost. I see that, Lord. You know, revelation is a love affair. And that's why he gives you his love so you can love him back. And then the affair's on. Then he can give you his strength. Then he can enable you to see what he sees.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, sir.
The Spirit has to reveal the 10th verse of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, 10. See, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. See, we're talking about sight now. We're talking about seeing in another dimension. But it has to, the same Holy Ghost that shed the love of God in our heart is the same Holy Ghost that opened up the revelation. But if the love not in the tank, if the love not there, see, he can't reveal unless the love is there. You can't get revelation without love. See, love is the subpoena of everything that comes from heaven. So revelation, rhema, forgiveness, none of that could happen without love. Because, see, it's God giving us himself. Love is God giving us himself. I'm gonna say it the way that rock you. I'm gonna rock your socks all tonight. Love is your incarnation.
Come on.
You didn't get it. Went over your head. But I just heard that from the Holy Ghost. See, love, God love, make you a superwoman. God love, watch me now, because somebody will get nervous. Now, I ain't got time to go find the scripture. God love make you a G-O-D. Small G. Because they say, he whom the word of God came to, did not they call him God? Small G, though. It means that you have the ability to function in God's strength on God's behalf.
Wow.
But I never heard that. But love, love is our incarnation.
Wow, wow.
Love, 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 turn the word to flesh. And you're in a flesh and bone body operating like a God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bye-bye, Sunday school.
Yeah.
I remember my little Sunday school book. I used to read that thing, boy. I built that class up. That class was 12, I built it up by 80-something people. I'd read all night. I knew that book back foot, back wood, and front wood. I was a student, man. I mean, in school, I made a C average, made a B every now and then. I went to Bible college and made 100, the top one in the class.
Yeah.
So I had it, but I just wasn't using it. But I wasn't interested in other stuff. Sad to say, don't take me for your example now at the school. Accessing, go back to Romans 5. Mm-hmm. Accessing grace and rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. There in Romans 5, 2, by whom also we have what? That word, that was a powerful word. That's access. Access is a powerful word. Access. Yes, say it.
Access.
Yeah. Always remember you have access.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah. Glory yeah. God. Yeah. Yeah. It's not so much. It's not so much looking for an exit.
Amen.
Just understand you have access.
Yes, sir.
Because your greatest challenge is an access.
Yes, sir.
Into another level or to another dimension of God. But if you panic, if you're unwrapped in love, you're going to panic because you're seeing too much stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, sir.
It don't look like it's working, you know. But you can't be looking at that.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Amen.
By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now all of that in verse 2, when trials, tests, temptation, and trouble come, you got to go to verse 5. Yeah, you got patience, you got joy, you got hope, you got glory, but then you still got to go to verse 5. Because love causes the whole spirit world to run.
Yes.
You understand me, Joyce? It caused the whole spirit world. Love. That's why we need to walk in love. We need to talk in love. We need to repent. We need to ask people to forgive us. We need to shut up. Sometime, you know. Sometime it's good to just shut up.
Hallelujah.
I heard this, and I'm gonna give it to you right here, right now.
My God.
And this is not with my lesson, but I just so good, I just won't give it. Submission.
Jesus. Is
not when you want to do something.
Yeah.
Submission is not when you agree with what is told. That's agreeing.
Yeah.
Submission is when you act to do something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't want y'all to leave without that.
Because
I know some of y'all thought y'all were submitted. But as soon as I say something that you don't like,
go ahead.
You're not submitted.
Make
you just admit it, but you're not submitted.
Wow.
See, submission is I'll follow you.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on,
son. How many of you wives and men are submitted? No, I'm just kidding. I just can't stand a man that's not a man. Woman just run him and tell him what to do all the time. Brother Hagin was talking to a woman, talking to a man one time, and the wife kept answering. And Brother Hagin said, I'm not talking to you, I'm trying to get something out of him. He's trying to help the man. And she threw a cup of water on Brother Hagin. Hey, brother, they had a pitcher on the table, though. He threw the pitcher on her. He's trying to help that man. Don't mean you got to be bossing your wife, but you.
Help yourself.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to go to the Living Bible, and I want to read verse 5 again in the Living Bible, and I'll give you a point to put down. I need to give you a point there. I want to give you in the Living Bible. And I think it's the old Living, it's TLB. I think it's the old Living Bible. The other Living Bible don't translate like that old boy do. In Romans 5:5, it says, then when that happens, we're able to hold our heads high no matter what happened. And know that all is well.
Yes, amen.
For we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us, because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. That's Romans 5. After you read the first four verses about the trial, the test, and the temptation, this verse come up. So the Holy Spirit floods my heart with the love of God. Write that down. The Holy Spirit flood my heart. Holy Spirit flood my heart. No, Holy Spirit flood my heart with the love of God. See, I didn't hear you.
Holy Spirit flood my heart with the love of God.
You got to ask what you got to watch what you're asking for now, because some of your ugly ways gonna be tankered with.
Amen.
That love getting there. So no, you can't stay up in here.
Amen.
You know some ways you got. If that love get up in, love is not. This has got to go. Uh-oh. You want to take it back? They need to get it out of you. We need to get it out of all of them. All right, you got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to give you something about this Roman fire, the love of God being shed abroad in your heart. And I'm going to show you in the scripture. Challenge, but never conquer. When that love of God is in your heart, you're going to be challenged, but you'll never be conquered. Challenge, but never conquer. Romans 8:37. Challenge, but never conquer. Oh, you're going to be challenged. But I hear you saying, but I'm not going to be conquered.
Amen.
Look at this verse.
Amen.
I mean, a whole lot of stuff, you know, we can go back up and read in the 35th verse and all kind of things, depth and height and all kind of attacks. But he says, nay, in all these things,
yes,
all of them, we are more than conquerors. Notice how he said, no, how he said why we're more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. He put his love in me,
yes,
for me to be,
yes,
more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Huh? But notice he said, nay, in all these things. So there are going to be some things that are going to challenge you, but you'll be challenged, but never conquered. Because there's nothing exists that can conquer the love of God. Say it. You remember that the next time you challenge.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go through some things. You understand? Everybody go through things. Pastor go through some things. But it's what you know and what you're doing. Sometimes you got to be still and know I'm God. Sometimes you got to know the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. You have to know this. If God is for you, who can be against you? See? And so when something come up against you, you see, it must be don't know who I am. This is the type of life that I want you under my ministry to live, to know these things, to know that the love of God is being shed abroad in your heart, it make you more than a conqueror. See, it says, because nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so when his love is going in us, is God sharing himself. He's saying, I'll take care of this. Too big for you. Challenge but never conquer. Say it.
Challenge but never conquer.
Amen. Matter of fact, I wrote that down two times. Challenge, but I had point number eight, challenge but never conquer. It wasn't so good. Point number nine, challenge but nothing. I wasn't supposed to repeat it, man. It's powerful, man. Yeah, it got good. Enjoy the mystery of having a fresh love anointing on purpose.
That's good, Apostle.
Enjoying the mystery of having a fresh love anointing on purpose.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Lord, fill me with your love. Yeah. You know, and the pressure on. Things going not going right. Be still. Lord, fill me with your love. I promise you, you won't get whipped. I promise you, you won't give up. I promise you, you will not fail. You stop by faith and say, Lord, fill me with your love. Holy Ghost, fill me with the love of God. I need a flood right now. Put that to practice. Watch what happened. Put it back. And then you live the lifestyle now. And then when I say it, you're gonna know what scripture I'm talking about. Romans 8:28.
Yes, sir.
Turn there. Right. See. Yes, see Romans 8:28, a powerful verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is it? Saying? Hold up. First three words.
And we know.
Now we if I'm thinking right, what verse was in before we came to this verse? What verse was in? Y'all remember?
8:37.
Turn back to Romans 8:37. Put your finger there. I remember something now. Then that is in all these things. Huh?
Yes,
we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That was the thing that was against us, right?
Yes,
now go back to Romans 8:28 then. Wow. And we know that all these things were together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Enjoy the mystery of having a fresh love anointed on purpose. A fresh love anointing on purpose. I read this fresh love will make the church, the kingdom, and your life great again. Sometimes, look at me, you think everybody else blessed but you.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody flash nothing in your face.
Yeah.
Let's see it and say, I can have it.
Amen.
But don't let it intimidate you as if God don't love you.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
good.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. I'm talking to somebody up in here. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And listen to what I'm saying. God got you here for a reason. You're going to make it. And not barely get by. You can't be in a church like this and barely get by. You just got to keep on coming. Keep on listening. And keep on applying. Tell the person next to you, things about to get better and better, better and better, 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 better.
Hallelujah.
I did some study on a relationship with God. I'm going to give you a few pointers from it. When you leave it to God, and that's what love is.
Yeah, that is so good.
We move toward God.
Okay.
And with all the purpose and eagerness we possess, with all the soul and devotion that we can awaken, just move toward God. Leave it to God. So I, love, actually, that's what love is.
That's right.
Now, leaving to God don't mean you go sit in the corner somewhere. The Bible said, draw nigh to God. So you got to do some praising and some worship. And praying in tongues, you see, and studying your word. Listen, we take our fast to God where they can be acted upon by divine love and divine wisdom and higher power.
Yes, sir.
Just take a few notes a few minutes. I'm going to close in a few minutes.
Thank you.
We take ourselves to God. Mm-hmm. Where we may come under the guidance of the Spirit and the inspiration of the Almighty.
Amen.
Guidance of the Spirit, inspiration of the Almighty.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now here's some... I want this congregation to know. We respond to the principle that God works with those who work with God.
Come on, come on, come on.
See, we just can't sit back after we leave here and just sit back and say that, ooh, good message.
Right, right.
And that the Spirit enter the life of those who enter the life of the Spirit.
Amen.
I'm going to give you that again now. I want you to get this. Don't miss this. We respond to the principle that God works with those who work with God.
Yeah,
right.
Yes,
sir. Got it?
Yes,
sir. See, leading to God or operating God's love don't mean you go sit down and watch TV all day.
Yeah.
You got to spend the time. You got some devotion. You got to get in the presence of God. You follow me? And that the Spirit enter the life of those who enter the life of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You got a part to play.
Yes, sir.
Look at James 4:8.
Hallelujah.
Come unto me, said the Lord, and I'll come unto thee.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
You come to me, I'll come to you.
Yeah. Amen.
I came for you to come to me.
Amen.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't you be calling on me all the time. Won't you come?
Yeah.
You don't tell me go do everything. Won't you go do something? See, we got in the place where we got to send God everywhere.
Yeah.
Go pick up my child from school, God. I don't feel like going today. Draw nigh to God. When that happens, your hands start becoming clean.
Oh, wow. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Conviction. So it says here, when we say with inner purpose and conviction, that we will leave it to God, we actually go to God in our thoughts and we place our lives and our faith in the wisdom that knows all things and the power that can do all things. The wisdom that knows all things and the power that can do all things. The wisdom that knows all things and the power that can do all things. We place it in His hand.
Yes.
That's what love will do.
That's what love will do.
Yeah, love will take you and place it in His hand.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You've seen the song, He got the whole world in His hand.
Yes, sir.
He got the world in His hand, you standing over here.
Wow.
You singing the song. But you over here with a problem, you crying, you get out of church, you get to the house, talking about I'm not gonna make it, just sung the song, He got the whole world in His hand. Yeah, you mean what world you in? You not in His hand?
Come on, child.
So we take our life, our affairs into that power that can work them out in the best, the most successful, and the most extensive manner. I love that. Oh my God. We take our problem. What we do? Into that wisdom. That can see through everything instantly and give the perfect answer at once. All right, you got a problem. I'm going to read that again. You got a problem. Doggone it. You got a problem. I want you to write this down and keep reading it.
Amen.
You got somebody, Agnes Jack. Come on. Come on, me.
All right, now. All right.
We take our problem into that wisdom that can see through everything instantly and give the perfect answer at once. That's powerful. I'm just reading to you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
We take our own lives into the life and love that can transform every life completely and that can enlarge, enrich, and perfect every life, even to the utmost degree.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Y'all can't be listening.
Yes,
y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now somebody gonna drop something off right here. To leave it to God is to go to God and to leave everything with Him. And especially to leave ourselves with Him. You leave everything to Him, but especially leave ourselves with Him. Listen very carefully, because this is, we're talking about the love of God in your heart. Listen very carefully. It is to go into the state of nearness to the Spirit where we can respond absolutely to the highs. See? Other words, your faith become absolute. Your trust in God become absolute.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? You don't have no room for that thought just come across your mind that you ain't gonna make it.
Absolute.
See, you're dealing in absolute truth.
Absolute.
And that's who you really is. God is the absolute truth. All right, I've been going about 40 some minutes. How wonderfully well everything must work out when we fully respond to the highs.
Yes, sir.
It'll work out.
It'll work out.
That's Romans 8:28, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
When you learn through love to leave it to God, but you can't leave it to God unless you know how much He loves you.
Right.
And you can't have full trust in Him unless you love Him a whole lot.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about flesh love.
Yeah.
We're talking about Romans 5:5 love.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. This might be the last one we'll get tonight. When you leave it to God, you will find more, secure more, and rely more. When you leave it to God, you will find more, secure more, and rely more. By far.
Yes, sir.
By far than we can possibly could through any personal or merely human method. See, we're talking beyond human.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about trusting a supernatural God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, from this lesson tonight, I'm going to use this one to conclude what should happen to your life from this lesson tonight.
Yes, sir.
We will both experience and have accomplishment that'll go beyond anything we ever hoped for or envisioned before.
Amen.
You just follow, just take this little de-grammar lesson and walk through it and get it down in you.
Yes.
And you'll go places you never thought you can go.
Amen.
You'll do things you never thought you could do. It's available. It's waiting on you. And there's a lot of room. You don't have to worry about it being crowded where I'm trying to take you. It's not crowded. got space wide open. Is it just waiting on somebody
Amen.
To step in? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's level in the Christian world that most Christians will never get to. They don't have the concept. They don't have the understanding. And I'm not putting them down. I just wish they could hear how vibrant and a great and a powerful and an all-loving God that they really have. And he want to deal with your personal life.
Yes,
and he's really not a group God. He's personal God. I mean, he wants us to meet together and have fellowship, but when we come down to the nitty-gritty, it's one-on-one. Yeah, one-on-one. And I'm glad about it. Because sometimes the crowd gets flaky. Yeah, but I'm glad about it. I can go one-on-one with it. Stand up on your feet. That's enough. We'll take up.